Because the Word of God is inspired of God the Holy Spirit, because the Word of God, the Bible, is a book that is living and powerful and sharp, because the Bible is able to make you, friend of mine, wise unto salvation, because the living book, the Bible, when in the heart, will keep you from sin, we are today continuing to share with you the wisdom of God, the wisdom as we find it revealed through Solomon, that wise man of old. He wrote some 3,000 Proverbs, and today we share some of those with you as we find it in Proverbs chapter 13. Listen carefully, if you will. A wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of a man's mouth he enjoys good, but the desire of the treacherous is violence. The one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. The son of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made fat. A righteous man hates falsehood, but a wicked man acts disgustingly and shamefully. Righteousness guards the one whose way is blameless, but wickedness subverts the sinner. There is one who pretends to be wise but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor but has great wealth. The ransom of a man's life is his riches, but the poor man hears no rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked goes out. Through presumption comes nothing but strife, but with those who receive counsel is wisdom. Wealth obtained by fraud dwindles, but the one who gathers by labor increases it. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. The one who despises the word will be in debt to it, but the one who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, to turn aside from the snares of death. Good understanding produces favor, but the way of the treacherous is hard. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool displays folly. A wicked messenger falls into adversity, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Poverty and shame will come to him who neglects discipline, but he who regards reproof will be honored. Desire realized is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Adversity pursues sinners, but the righteous will be rewarded with prosperity. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Abundant food is in the fallow ground of the poor, but it is swept away by injustice. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. The righteous has enough to satisfy his appetite, but the stomach of the wicked is in want. May the Lord again bless this portion of His Word that we shared with you today. May these words of wisdom speak to your heart. Let's look at just a few of them as time permits, as we see them paraphrased. A wise youth accepts his father's rebuke. A young mocker doesn't. The good man wins his case by careful argument. The evil-minded only wants to fight. Self-control means controlling the tongue. A quick retort can ruin everything. Lazy people want much but get little, while the diligent are prospering. A good man hates lies. Wicked men lie constantly and come to shame. And then from the end of the chapter, if you refuse to discipline your son, it proves you don't love him. For if you love him, you will be prompt to punish him. The good man eats to live, while the evil man lives to eat. Friend, I trust that today you've had the experience of coming to know Jesus Christ, the lover of your soul. Amen.